Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I'm sure that Brian was relieved that we didn't ask him about cash guns and poles and
acrobatic dancers. Yep.
Acrobatic dancers. Yeah, that was the term.
What? So, do you have thoughts on that? We didn't talk Monday.
Well, really smart people that didn't do enough vetting. Come on now. You got to know what you're dealing with.
Or, as I told Jacob, don't apologize.
Yeah, just
wear
be,
it.
But, yeah, I mean, that's interesting. You could do it that way.
Everybody knows what Snoop Dogg is and does.
Mm-hmm.
And it was late night. That's what it's called. It was late night.
You're right.
And if you knew Snoop was coming and you were in the crowd, that probably couldn't have surprised you.
Well, they knew it enough to move Snoop to the very end of the program, didn't they? I mean, so they were guarding against it as much as
And I think
they
Bill and Jeff
could.
Long looked bad by getting caught flat-footed with the questions about it and the subsequent apology by the AD. But I know it would have been not a screw you type of statement, but just let it lie. Snoop is what he is. And so why apologize for it? You either should have known or you did know, and now you're just doing damage control. But to me, I would have been more on the side of, hey, it's Snoop. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah. And, of course, it's accentuated by the fact of the things that they're going through right now.
Yes, and the timing and the optics.
The problem is the optics that goes with it. I mean, you know, I know there were people that thought that they were in some form or fashion kind of thumbing their nose at the NCAA.
Yes, it could be perceived that way, yeah.
You could certainly construe it that way, no question about it. But I think it was more along the lines of really just not thinking it through, and and it's kind of unfortunate. So you're dealing with it on a couple of different levels. You're dealing with it being connected to the appearances and what's going on with the NCAA and the people that it may have actually insulted or just because of its rawness.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like I said, what do you expect when you're going to do that? So anyway, but I don't know. Amusing is not the right word for it. It was somewhat startling, I guess, but that's not even the right word because, like you said, I never figured out why they were bringing Snoop Dogg in the first place.
To me, it was brought to the surface when I saw on social media Bill Self stammering around trying to walk back the, you know, when he was asked about the polls and the dancers and the $100 bills shot out of guns, he seemed kind of flat-footed. He seemed...
Yeah, he did.
And I think if he would have just kind of laughed it off and say, then I think Jeff Long would probably follow his lead and say, it's much ado about nothing. We thought it would be fun for the fans to be entertained by one of the most iconic rappers ever to walk the planet.
Sure.
You know? Explain it away that way, and then
instead they got into deer in the headlights, and you know,
like we were unaware. We told their handlers that we wanted this, and instead we got that.
Oh well, yeah, maybe who knows? I mean, we'll see. To be really honest with you, they've got more to deal with than fallout from Snoop Dogg. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, so for sure.
So it goes, but it's just ridiculous. All right, let's not delay the inevitable. Let's come clean on our State Farm picks. Let's come clean on our eliminator. Get it out of the way. Get it out there.
What do you want to start with first?
Doesn't matter. Neither. Nothing's good.
No, but so, Friday we have to keep going.
Yeah.
So,
of course.
You know, let's keep our head down, keep our eye on the prize. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and all those other sports cliches.
Mm-hmm.
How about eliminator? We have, of the teams that we have left, the most popular games, and keeping in mind, if you're late to the party here, Bruce and I are playing a season-long eliminator challenge in which, in an NFL game, you just pick the winners straight up, but then you can't pick the same team ever again. So we are on week 6, and we've lost the last two, which is not a true eliminator, but in the Golic and Wingo challenge, you don't get eliminated, and it's not as fun if you, like us, get knocked out in week 4 and we don't get to play anymore. But
right.
So what we have left of the high percentages being taken by the public, Green Bay Monday night against Detroit or Dallas at the Jets. The rest of the high percentage picks we've already taken. Most notably being the Patriots, huge home favorite against the Giants, but we can't pick the Patriots, who already picked them. So it's basically come down to this. Do you want the Cowboys on the road against the Jets with Sam Darnold coming back, or do you want the Packers coming off that win against the Cowboys at home on Monday night against the Detroit Lions? Which,
oh, my God, I'm not – no, I don't want that
okay,
one.
Okay, you don't
want
that.
I think Detroit's good.
I think they are too. I agree.
I think Detroit's good.
And the Packers have lost at home already this year.
I mean, are we really going to take a team on the road?
Got any better ideas? You want
– no.
The Chargers are 2-3. They're at home against the Steelers. There's a East Coast going to West Coast kind of thing. Saints Jags, that would be a road team if you want the Saints. You surely don't want to pick the toilet bowl between the Redskins at 0-5 and the Dolphins at 0-4.
No. I guess Dallas at New York against the Jets, I guess.
I guess too.
I mean, is Dallas going to be – are they going to suck 3 weeks in a row?
They are favorite by 7.
Okay. I guess.
If you can't beat the Jets, Sam Darnold or no Sam Darnold.
We're 3-2 in eliminators.
I know.
I mean, that's pathetic.
But it also goes to show you how hard it is. I mean,
yeah,
you got a chaos week. That
that's
was week
right.
4. And that rocked a lot of people. All right, we'll get back to that tomorrow. State Farm picks. Kevin Shields, 3-4. So Todd Benway's picking on Friday.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good this week.
State Farm is 20-22 on the year. Bruce, you went 1-6, brother.
1-6. What did I get?
The under 635
under on the,
and
total
a half
offense.
Yards.
That's the only one that I thought. Yeah, absolutely.
We all got that one.
So oh, well.
So you're still kind of in shouting distance of 500. That dropped you to 19-23. And I went 4-3, so I'm 20.
Oh, good week, nice
22
job.
And 20. Yeah, I stayed above water. Baylor helped me, and the Colts helped me. You guys took K-State. You guys took Kansas City. So that was basically the reason why I was
good
500 or above, and you guys weren't. So we're looking at OU, Texas, Alabama, and A&M, and Florida and LSU. How do you feel about that?
Wow. I love
you
those
okay
games.
With that?
Absolutely.
All
that's
right.
Great.
We can pick Houston and Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured Detroit, Green Bay, Monday night. You all right with that?
Yeah. I think so. Why not?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that is only 5 because KU and K-State are both idle. So we need to be thinking about maybe some props or some sides or creating something. We need another couple of things to pick.
Okay. Well, you got 2 days to figure that out.
Yeah, we got a couple days to figure it out. Right.
Yeah, so that's okay.
Speaking of the games of the week, we talked about it a little bit earlier on the show. And if you missed any part of it, you can go to kfhradio.com and re-listen to the podcast after the show is over. And just because you're out of your car after your commute doesn't mean our show has to end. Stream us at your desk, cube, or any workplace. KFHradio.com. LSU and Florida, likely the marquee game of the week. But we've also got OU and Texas Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Cotton Bowl. This is the 41st meeting between Oklahoma and Texas when both teams are ranked. And Jalen Hurts,
pretty cool.
Jalen Hurts and Sam Ellinger rank first and second in the Big 12 in passing touchdowns, touchdowns responsible for, and total QBR. This is a 10.5-point spread at the moment, but something to chew on. The last five regular season matchups between these teams have been decided by 7 points or fewer.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma has lost the last three meetings with Texas in which the Sooners entered the game undefeated. 2013, 2015, and last year. That's the longest streak that Oklahoma has endured against any team over the last 30 seasons. So, looking forward to the Red River rivalry?
No question. The Red River Showdown? Yeah, I do. I look forward to it every year. I think it's always a lot of fun. Rivalry games, there aren't many. I mean, we use the term rivalry games, and we're loose with it. I mean, you know, we really are. But there are some rivalries that are really good and deliver pretty much every year, and Texas and Oklahoma is one of them. It really is. Auburn and Alabama generally deliver. Michigan, Ohio State doesn't usually deliver. I mean, they have in the past, but I mean, I'm talking about generally games that you can look forward to, rivalry games that rise to the level of competitiveness every year. Texas and Oklahoma fits the bill pretty well. And I think it'll be a really good football game. I really do. I don't have any notion about this game right now. I know Texas is going to play them tough. I really do.
How about this stat? And sit down for this one, okay? I know I throw a bunch at you during the course of a week, but get a load of this one. Against Big 12 teams, current Big 12 teams, Texas winning percentage against Oklahoma is more than double that of any other current Big 12 team.
Unreal.
Texas, right this second, is 62-47-5 against Oklahoma. That's 566. You care to hazard a guess who the second best team against Oklahoma is? Of teams currently in the Big 12, winning percentage-wise?
Ooh. TCU.
Close, they're third. Kansas.
Baylor?
No.
Kansas.
At 27-77-6. KU has won 27.3% of matchups against Oklahoma. That is the second best among active Big 12 teams.
Well, hence my statement earlier, there are certain rivalries, rare rivalries, that rise to the level year in and year out of curiosity, of competitiveness, and Texas and Oklahoma is one of them. And that's because Texas has done its part.
It has.
In a league that's been dominated by Oklahoma for a long time, Texas has done its part over the years. That's pretty impressive. Now, that's not all in the Big 12, keep in mind. I mean, those two teams played outside the Big 12.
And Big 12 championships and stuff like that.
Right.
Those are thrown out.
But they always played, even when they were in the South, even when Texas was in the Southwest Conference, Texas and Oklahoma played.
Yes, correct.
So they've only been playing in the same conference against one another since 1996. So, but still, that's a rivalry.
Yep.
And that's the best rivalry in the Big 12, period. And to me, it's not even close. But that's because it's one of the best rivalries in the country. All right, OTD coming up next on This Day in History, brought to you by our friends from Superior Rent, your equipment rental headquarters, 21st and Ridge. Back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.